Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm privileged to welcome a very senior professional from Belgium, Mr. Rick Kuckelberg.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you. Rick is the founder and managing director of the Banking Scene, which is an informal network for organization for bankers. So Rick, before I get into talking about the banking scene, tell me a little bit about your own journey.
Well, I have been working mainly in the banking industry. Mm-hmm. And in the my very first job, I also set up a LinkedIn group, Innovation in Payments. Mm-hmm. That has actually been the red wire throughout my professional career. Okay. I set it up back then as a additional reason for my employer to get me to the innovation department.
Okay.
That didn't work out. But nevertheless, the group became a lot more successful than I could ever hoped for. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're close to 444,000 members.
Wow.
And back then, for me, that was a unique platform to ask all my stupid payment related questions to smart consultants who are happy to answer them and show their thought leadership to the rest of the world.
Incredible. Incredible.
And with that, I moved on to other jobs in the industry. And after a while, also made a sidestep to the retail and worked at a finance department to come back to payments later because of the background that I built throughout the years.
Incredible. So let me now move to the banking scene.
Sure.
I love the name. Tell me about this venture and your motivation to start it.
All right. Well, the banking scene, since this year, it's actually a formal network organization. Mm-hmm. It started as a hobby. Mm-hmm. I got to understand the power of networking through that LinkedIn group, Innovation in Payments. Mm-hmm. But I also realized that these LinkedIn groups at a certain moment in time became a bit less valuable. Mm-hmm. And as I was digging into it to better understand what I could do with that brand to make sure I didn't lose it completely in case LinkedIn would decide to simply cut out LinkedIn mm-hmm. groups, mm-hmm. I set up an event with a third party. Mm-hmm. And with that experience, I thought that probably if I would do it myself, I could have done it much better, more professional. Mm-hmm. And with that, I started talking to tens of organizations in Belgium, mm-hmm. To see whether there's a possible business case. Mm-hmm. And that was all in my free time in combination with a full-time job as a banker. And with that, I set up a network organization first as an event, mm-hmm. and that grew through the years. Certain moment, it was big enough for me to leave the bank mm-hmm. and to continue building the banking scene into what it is today. Mm-hmm. After COVID, it became also a platform for virtual networking every mm-hmm. Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We have now 5 in-person events throughout the years in Luxembourg, Belgium, and the Netherlands. And since this year, also a formal membership program.
Wow, that's quite amazing. And since you have so many different members from so many different countries, what do your members gain from this network?
Well, I hope they gain a lot new connections. Mm-hmm. They get a unique opportunity to reconnect with their existing network mm-hmm. at one day. So my plan initially was to bring the network opportunities that I really enjoyed before mm-hmm. to bring that to other people as well. And of course, if I focus on Belgium, Luxembourg, Netherlands, you have some organizations outside those countries that try to get in touch with that network. Mm. I provide that platform to make sure that the people, the audience, can think together about a better bank tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So what I try to bring to those people is network opportunities, possible business relations, but also insights of where the industry is going and inspiration for what's next to come.
Mm. Very interesting. And, you know, it's interesting that you started a LinkedIn network with so many members and then you started the banking scene. What have been some of your challenges and some of your learnings as you have built up this network and scaled it up?
Let's say in terms of learnings, what I learned the most out of the LinkedIn group is that people should not be afraid to ask sometimes stupid questions. Mm-hmm. There are no stupid questions, and people are happy to answer them if you are having a problem, if you don't understand certain things. And by asking the questions, you raise your voice, mm-hmm. you get in touch, you reach out to others that will help you. And that is also building a network. And it's mm-hmm. thanks to those things that I am where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at professional challenges, in my case, of course, it was the pivot from having a full-time job at a bank,
yep.
having a lot of certainty and having a fixed salary, moving into entrepreneurship and trying to build a network organization that helps me keeping the life balance that I had before, but now under my own brand, my own company, and that has serious challenges every once in a while and a lot of uncertainty. Suddenly you have to decide everything yourself. Then there comes a big crisis like COVID, and 95% of my income was based on events. How do you turn that around into something profitable again that helps you survive? New opportunities and also risks are the search for support, because at a certain moment it becomes so big that you can no longer do it all yourself while ensuring the same quality that you used to bring before. So right now, my big challenge is to really pivot the banking scene into a proper organization, not just a one-man show. And prior to that, it was probably the pivot with COVID. But those were the biggest challenges in terms of learnings. It's a matter of sometimes, well, if you're afraid of something, just take the step and see what's coming. Just like what you did, I guess, by building the brand called You.
Absolutely. Well said. So, Rick, as a networking guru, tell me, how important is networking in our lives, both professionally and personally?
I wouldn't call myself a network guru. I grew into it, coincidentally. And I think, well, networking, it's really important, but it also depends how much energy as a person you get out of it. I know a lot of people that don't like the networking, but made a fabulous career. It all depends of where you get your energy from. And I get that a lot by speaking to people, sharing insights, sharing information, talking to people, etc. And of course, if you want to build business relations outside your inner circle, that all happens with networking. So for me, it has been very valuable. And it started with social media. I don't think social media should be the end game. You approached me on social media, but the real connection was made, I think, in this call and not before. So if you networking can go very broad and very superficial, try to lift it from superficial to relevant network.
Very interesting. And the big challenge that a lot of people say is, how can I start to build a network? One, of course, is for bankers to join the banking scene.
I thought about that question. And I think my main advice would be, don't take networking too seriously. Bear in mind that networking is something that people have been doing throughout their lives, maybe not on a professional basis, but the moment you start making connections, that you start making friends, in a way you're already networking. So try to find that personal connection to ensure that perhaps networking becomes building relations rather than I think networking is a rather cool term to talk about building connections. So by being less serious, daring to ask perhaps a question that may seem stupid to you, but very relevant to other people, just raise a question and get in touch with the personality behind the person you're trying to network with, instead of trying to sell from the first instance.
There are also people, Rick, who are constantly reaching out to many, many people. My question to you is, when does too much networking become a problem?
When it determines your life, I would say, the moment that there's an imbalance between private and personal life, private and professional life, and that you're really living from the number of likes and connections that you're having rather than the impact that you're having with those connections and with the posts that you're making. So I think networking should always be a means to an end rather than the end game. If you make it the end game and it becomes simply something that you do for the numbers, it could harm you on a psychological basis, in my opinion. So networking, I think, make it something that is part of your life, but not make it your life.
Very interesting. The other question that is there in a lot of people's minds is that today, social media is a great way to network. But then there are multiple social media platforms. You and I met through LinkedIn. But how does one determine which is the right platform for me?
Hard to say. And I'm going to be very honest. I'm not the biggest experimenter in terms of social media platforms. I use Facebook for personal reasons. I use LinkedIn for professional. And I have a little bit of activity on Twitter. But that's about it in terms of pure social media platforms. And again, I'm not making social networking my life. So that's probably also one of the reasons why I'm not testing everything to make sure to learn what helps and what doesn't. For me, LinkedIn is very helpful, very valuable. But yeah, I'm not, as not the biggest social media guru. So yeah, probably better people to ask that question.
I'm sure. And, you know, everyone is also looking for likes and shares. And you know, if a person has a lot of followers, does that mean that she or he is networking better?
Difficult to say. I know people who have tens of thousands of followers based on a very good social media technique, but as such, perhaps don't really know the people behind that. So you could, depends what you want to become. Do you want to have a network or do you want to be a broadcasting show, so to say? The ones with tens of thousands of followers are probably more some kind of a broadcasting show rather than having a true network. And if you're really into that, it can be very valuable. If that's not really what you're looking for, I'd say perhaps it's not the best way to build a network. It really depends what you want to achieve with your network, of course.
And how is the banking scene different from so many other types of networks?
What I hear from the network, from the members, is that we provide very good quality content. And of course, being a banker myself, or a former banker, I understand what's living in the community. And that's where I get my energy from. And I have smart people who will make sure that a conference is well organized. But I don't get that much energy out of organizing events, but a lot more out of the content I'm working with. And that gets translated also in the experience that people are getting from attending the events. So in my case, I would say the biggest value is, of course, from the in-person events, less from social media, although social media is, of course, a very smart way to share news, insights, and relevant content to the outside world. But most of my network, I only see or hear them when I'm organizing in-person events.
And do you see the banking scene going beyond the few countries that you're in globally? And do you see it going into other specializations also?
I get the question quite a lot, especially when it comes to international expansion. And I'm always answering the same. First, I want to get the basics right, and then we can see. But one of the reasons why people love connecting with me and being part of the community is also because of the local relevance.
Hmm.
So if you would expand to a lot more regions, that would also mean that we need local experts to understand what the challenges are that the banking industry has there. It also means that we need to reach out to a new audience, which I may not have in my inner circle, which makes it a challenge to expand the banking scene to more. But of course, we have our in-person events. We also have our weekly virtual roundtables, and these are already a lot more international, with more international guest speakers as well as attendees. So in a way, the banking scene as a brand is growing. Me, myself, I'm speaking a lot more at international events as well. The banking scene as a community, I would say right now, at least for the first few years, make sure we get the basics right, and then we can still evaluate based on the feedback of our members. But the banking scene, of course, the banking scene, it's not the insurance scene, it's not anything else. So if you would go to another content-related expansion, it would probably be another community, another brand, and another network.
Fascinating. So I'm now going to move to a few questions for you personally, because my viewers and listeners love to get to know my guest a little better. I have time for two or three questions.
Mm-hmm.
My first question to you, Rick, is what would you say are three key milestones in your life or your career?
I would say, I gave it a serious thought. And I think the exchange project at university was very valuable, because suddenly I was dropped in another country without a network, and I need to build that to make sure that I was having a good life there.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely one that opened my mind. It also got me in touch with new cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, in a way, also with networking. Mm-hmm. Of course, getting married is a very important step as well, because suddenly you're no longer living alone, and you're enjoying life together, but also sharing a lot together and being conscious about each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that became even stronger with the birth of our first and, of course, also our second child. So suddenly the balance that you had between private and professional life got completely mixed up, and you need to reorient yourself again to make sure you keep that balance in order to keep energy from doing whatever you do. So those are definitely a few key moments. And if I can only mention three, I would say those are the three.
Very interesting. My next question is that as a banker, and bankers are generally conservative, what are some of the core values you believe in?
Personally, I've always, honesty is, I think, very, it's one that, for me, one of the most important things.
Mm-hmm.
Being honest about what you preach, and make sure that you what you commit to, that you can make that happen. And that's getting close to my next one, integrity as well. Because if you miss integrity, you also miss, people may stop believing what you're doing and or what you stand for. And then personal development has been a very important element in every new job negotiation that I had in the past. Right now, I'm having less formal trainings as an entrepreneur, but of course you learn on a daily basis, because you have to do it all yourself. Personal development is definitely one that, professionally speaking, has been very important for years and years and years.
Well said.
These days you can't do without personal development, because things change so incredibly fast that you need to stay aware of what's going on.
Very interesting. So time for two more questions. My next question is, what does success mean to Rick?
Very short, being happy and at peace with what you achieved.
Well said.
So that can go into a lot of directions in terms of getting very valuable feedback, perhaps also a bit financial, but I wouldn't put it on the top of my list. Being happy with what you wrote, with what you did, with what you spoke. Being happy and at peace with what you achieved. professionally, imbalance with personal, etc.
Wonderful. And my last question to you, and this is for the many people who will listen to our conversation, based on your amazing journey as a banker and as an entrepreneur when you built the banking scene, what would you say are three lessons you would like our viewers and listeners to take away from your journey and from our conversation?
Stay curious. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That was the basics of where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do networking, but mm-hmm. don't take it too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take things for granted. But that's very much linked to the first one, of course. But yeah, those were, I think, top of mind, the three I would keep
Wonderful.
In mind.
Wonderful. Rick, on that note and your three wonderful lessons, stay curious, do networking, but not too seriously, and take nothing for granted. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about your journey as a banker. Thank you for talking to me about the way you've created the banking scene and all the great work you are doing, helping bankers network from around the world.
Mm.
Thank you also for talking to me about some of your personal milestones. Thank you once again and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.